KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports this morning. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports, the latest Iowa High School Soccer Coaches Association state rankings are out. Among the teams in the rankings this time around, in 1A, St. Albert is number 10 and Trainer is 14th. Creston and Kemper Catholic each got votes but didn't make the top list. Also in Class 2A, Heartland rated 10th, Denison 14th, and Lewis Central 15th, with Glenwood also receiving some votes. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones and the Atlantic City Council played special recognition Wednesday evening to the Atlantic High School and Middle School archery teams. The high school team qualified both the bullseye and 3D team, while the middle school team qualified for bullseye. The high school team finished the 3D tournament 15th, with Lee Hauser scoring 279 and finishing 21st. Zach Colton finished 22nd with a 279, and Leah Lillard finished 60th with a score of 255. The team also finished 11th out of 31 teams in the bullseye tournament. The top girls finisher for Atlantic was Jasmine Osei-Waddell, ranking 158th out of 334 and scoring a 266. Finishing 10th was Lee Hauser. Cooper Gibson was the 11th, and Dustin Drager was 20th. The Atlantic middle school team was 19th out of 30 teams out of the 350 middle school girls competing. Hallie Copeland was second of the 837 girls in the tournament. She was 11th overall. Carter Smith was 19th out of 427, and the top boys finisher was 97th of all the boys in the tournament. On the girls' side, Mariah Hadley finished 25th. The Washington Middle School took the title with a team score of 3,278. That's Washington, Iowa Middle School. Atlantic City Council paid tribute Wednesday evening to a young man who was one of two people to represent Iowa in the Special Olympics World Games last month, held in Abu Dhabi, the United Arab Emirates. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones read from a proclamation that paid tribute to Brandon Beyer. You can see a PDF document of that proclamation as read on this story on the news page at KJAN.com. The 27-year-old Beyer participated in track and field at the Special Olympics USA Games in Seattle last July, earning a gold medal and qualifying for the World Games. Brandon won a bronze medal in the shot put earlier this week and also competed in the 100-meter dash and the 4x100-meter relay in the events that happened last month. University of Iowa senior Megan Gustafson has been named a first-team All-American by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association, as the organization announced yesterday. Gustafson is one of five first-team selections that will contend for the Ann Myers Drysdale Award, given to the nation's best player. The announcement will be made Friday at the Women's Final Four in Tampa. Gustafson is the fourth Hawkeye in program history to earn U.S. BWA All-America honors. She joins Michelle Edwards, Nicole Tunsell, Samantha Logic. Gustafson was a second-team pick last season. The Port Wing Wisconsin native ended her career with 2,804 points and 1,460 rebounds. On Monday, Gustafson became just the fourth NCAA women's basketball student-athlete and the first ever player to post 1,000 or more points in a single season. Gustafson led the nation in points per game, field goal percentage, total points, field goals made, and double-doubles this season. She also ranked second nationally in defensive rebounds a game and third in total rebounds a game. Iowa State women's basketball senior Bridget Carlton also was named to the USBWA third team as an All-American. The native of Chatham, Ontario, Carlton put together one of the finest seasons and careers in the history of Iowa State women's hoops. Carlton led the Big 12 in scoring, breaking ISU's season point record. She entered her career just 8 points shy of breaking Iowa State's all-time scoring mark with 2,142 points. Carlton also ranks in the top five in ISU's record book in career field goals, steals, block shots, and three-point baskets. Iowa State senior Marielle Shayok has been named an Associated Press Honorable Mention All-American. Shayok, who averaged a team-high 18.7 points, is the only player nationally to average at least 18 points while shooting at least 49% from the field, 38% behind the arc, and 87% at the free throw line. He also pulled down nearly 5 rebounds a game. Shayok scored at least 20 points in 16 games and was in double figures in 32 of the 34 games that he played. He earned all Big 12 first-team accolades and is a finalist for the Julius Erving Award, given annually to the nation's top small forward. He was the Big 12 tournament most outstanding player after averaging 18 points a game, leading the Cyclones to their fourth title in the last 6 seasons. Shayok is the third Cyclone under head coach Steve Prohm to earn All-America honors. The Ontario native will participate in the Portsmouth Invitational later in April with fellow Cyclone senior Nick Weiler-Babb. On the court last night in Game 2 of the CBI Championship Series, DePaul beat South Florida in overtime, 100-96. That squares that best of three at a game each. with the third and deciding game coming up this weekend. Also, tonight in men's championship basketball, the CIT final has Green Bay facing off against Marshall. In other college basketball news, Texas A&M has hired Virginia Tech basketball coach Buzz Williams, luring him back to his home state to try to turn the Aggies into a basketball power. Williams spent 5 years with the Hokies, who made the last three NCAA tournaments and finished this season in the Sweet 16. Williams was 169 in 5 seasons in Blacksburg. Rutgers assistant basketball coach Jay Young has been named head coach at Fairfield. He replaces Sidney Johnson, who was fired last month after a 9-22 season and a 116-147 record over 8 seasons. In baseball, Tyler O'Neill capped another St. Louis rally by driving in Colton Wong for the go-ahead run in the 10th inning as the Cardinals surged past the Pirates 5-4 yesterday. Harrison Bader hit a 2-run homer off Keone Kella in the 8th to tie the game at 3. Elsewhere in the National League, Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 1-0, Washington over Philadelphia 9-8, San Diego beat Arizona 4-1, the Mets over Miami 6-4, Atlanta beat Chicago 6-4, L.A. over San Francisco 5-3. In the American League, Eddie Rosario delivered a go-ahead RBI single in the 9th inning to complete the Minnesota Twins' comeback in a 7-6 win over the Royals in Kansas City. Also in the AL, the White Sox beat Cleveland 8-3, Detroit over New York 2-1, Toronto beat Baltimore 5-3, Texas 4-0 over Houston, Boston beat Oakland 6-3. In interleague play, Colorado beat Tampa Bay in 11 innings 1-0. Cardinals and the White Sox both postponed their home openers today. They postponed them till tomorrow because rain is in the forecast. The Cardinals broadcast now tomorrow against the Padres will begin at 1:40 here on KJAN. That's now Friday afternoon. Iowa defensive line coach Kelvin Bell hopes to continue Iowa's tradition at the position. Bell was elevated following the retirement of longtime assistant Reese Morgan.
Having graduated here from the University of Iowa, also being a former player and being back here, it's when I say it's special for me, it's a definite understatement because, there's not a lot of people that are doing the things what I'm doing right now, doing it at their alma mater, coaching the position that they were doing. That's extremely unique. And it's something that I don't take for granted.
The Hawkeyes have sent several defensive linemen into the NFL in recent years.
In our defensive line room on the wall, we've got all Big Ten players and all American players. I know a lot of those guys. So it's a tremendous responsibility when you look at the back of that room, because there's a standard to uphold. And it started here long before Reese was a D-line coach and, well before I got here as well. So tremendous responsibility. And yes, I do feel it. It's important to me.
Last year's defensive line had depth rarely seen at Iowa. Bell says developing depth will be accomplished between now and the season opener. Iowa State's tight ends have become a bigger part of Iowa State's offense, and their role is expected to grow even more next season. Redshirt sophomore Charlie Kohler earned second-team All-Big 12 honors a season ago and says it was a vision the Cyclone coaches presented to him on the recruiting trail.
They showed the vision of using the tight end more, showed the vision of the way to do it and how to do it in a better way than it's done in the past, because obviously our usage was low in the past. But like I said, recruiting is just like dating. Trying to get a girlfriend, trying to get a recruit. You want to sell the good things and hide the bad things.
Chase Allen had 8 receptions a year ago, and he battled through a groin injury. He says with key departures in the receiving core, the tight ends may be a bigger factor in the passing game.
We just try and look around, and we see ourselves as a veteran group of the offense, and we have to show that. We got to be the most physical position group out on the field. And after that happens, then balls will start to get thrown our way.
Up in Cedar Falls, Northern Iowa coach Mark Farley says the quarterback race there is wide open. The Panthers need a replacement for Eli Dunn, who led them to the second round of the FCS playoffs last season.
The best will play, whether they're true freshmen 3 weeks before the first game or 3 months before the first game. It's who can best fit and who's most efficient and who's, I don't know, time is going to tell.
Farley says he doubts a starter will be solidified by the end of the spring drills. He also says another goal on defense is to establish a rotation at linebacker. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.